All right, so this is Roberto. Nice. We are at Alvarez High School. We are back at Alvarez High School. Hey. Steambox's second podcast this year from Alvarez High School. I am here with my Steambox homies. My Steambox homies, please say what's up.
What's up? We live
in the society.
I know we all
what?
Heard
we live in the society.
We live in this society.
I'm quoting Joker.
I'm only doing a flash. This is a flash real quick podcast. This is only going to be a couple minutes long. I have three questions for all of you. I want to know what the best thing is about this school. What's the best thing at Alvarez High School?
Creek.
1 hour free period on
diversity.
Friday for advisory.
This is a diverse school.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
Excuse me. Not so much teacher-wise, but student-wise, like we have many people from many places, especially Hispanic people. I feel represented.
You feel represented.
I feel like we used to have a lot of diverse teachers, but it's no longer like that.
Because we have less
people like
diverse
Brother
teachers
Ray.
Now.
We lost Miss Williams.
Yes.
Mr.
Norris.
We lost Miss Courtney, Mr. Norris.
So if everybody's saying that we got to do a better job of having teachers who represent our students.
And teachers that are actually doing their jobs and are fit for the curriculum and actually teaching their students, yes.
Well, how are we losing? If we're trying to get them, how are we losing them?
You're losing them because the students are getting frustrated because you're not teaching them what they need to teach.
Exactly.
We get that there's a lack of teachers in the room, but when you're over here giving these teachers their jobs based off of their applications or how they interviewed, it's not the way because they're not qualified for the job that they're doing.
Yeah, because the teacher, Mr. Ozzie, who's a ninth grade teacher, at first, like, he seemed like he'd be a good teacher, but all he does is give you a grade based on if you were nice to him. He doesn't actually give you work. There's over 20 assignments that say that you do when you do one and you get, like, a passing grade because of the fact that just grades on if you listen to him or not.
Okay.
He doesn't actually grade on, like, what we do in class. Literally, he could be yelling at the top of his lungs to everyone, not giving a single assignment, then mark it down. It's like a periodic table assignment and give us, like, an A because we didn't. Like,
but you want to learn what you got to learn.
Yeah.
Tell me one more amazing thing, one more thing that's great about Alvarez High School.
That was a complaint.
That was literally a rant.
No, we heard about the school's diversity.
That's about it, bro.
I hope you take that back with you to know that Alvarez is a super diverse place.
I mean, we get free bus passes if we need them.
You get free bus passes if you need them.
That's what's up. That's the only thing about this school that I'm looking forward to.
I have the downside.
Right to the table
downside.
Like that.
The bus pass is that it's only 2 miles.
Like, it's only 2 miles. Do you have to go further than 2 miles?
Yeah, to leave further than 2 miles.
So 2 miles is not as far, it's not as close as some people would make it, right?
I know, and some
even
of
one
it's
mile
like snowing sometimes.
Yeah.
These people in the school are basically ignorant. That's what they are. They're just ignorant with that. They're like, oh my god, you live a mile? We can't give you a bus pass. You have to walk here. Hitchhike it.
So if you live,
do the exercise.
You live in Toronto, Canada. You have to walk here. You have to walk. Get yourself up.
Whose voice is this?
I don't know. I have to walk three miles to and from the school. Like in the morning.
Yeah,
no, 6 miles altogether.
That's what I was thinking
every day
about
for like a month or two because I didn't get the bus pass thing on the right time. I was like walking for 2 hours every day, if not more.
Yeah.
Waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, going to school. Like,
but for those of us who could get the sweet, sweet bus passes, congratulations.
I ended up getting the bus passes after a lot of argument with many
riding the
people,
buses with
but
the
like, that's the only reason why.
One of my freshmen, you have fresh eyes on this school. What's your favorite thing so far in the school? I'm looking at this corner over here. What's
I'm
your favorite thing so far?
Yeah,
oh, you're not freshman? We said freshman when we came in.
All right. 10th grade.
So I'm sorry. So my homie's in this corner. What was your favorite thing coming into the school?
Nothing.
Nothing yet. I see my man Jaden. Jaden, what's up?
Go, girl.
Boy, get out of here.
Damn.
I hate you.
Jaden, what's the best thing about the school?
Best thing?
What's the best thing about the school?
To be honest, education.
All right, but you can't lie. We're being too loyal here.
You need to get out of here.
That's right school in general.
Like,
our school.
Okay.
I see.
He came in with positive energy. He came in.
He said
we
education.
We
said get out.
Stick around with us.
Because we know education is not it.
I mean,
he came in with positive energy. So okay. He we immediately dumped on him. So what needs the most improvement here at the school? What needs the most improvement?
Good teachers.
Yeah, to be honest.
The good teachers need improvement?
No.
We need to have better teachers, one or two teachers per thing
that you have. You end up like thinking, oh yeah, you can act that way with most teachers. Then you go on a thing where you just like pretty much screw yourself over.
But that's I don't have to teach it.
Tell me more.
I blame the students.
You blame the students?
Yes, because the teachers, they got to wake up so early just to come to school to deal with our stuff. We do not know what they're dealing with.
Like, some kids want to learn, and the teachers really don't know what they're doing.
And that's the thing. Like, some kids want to learn. Other kids, they don't. They come to the classroom to fool around. This is a place for education. If you don't want to come, stay home.
Do we agree that not everybody wants to be here? Do we agree with that? That
we
not everybody
that,
in your class?
We can't just dump it all on the students either. It's sometimes
I hear you.
Sometimes it's the teachers. I get that.
Oh, there's a prime example, but I want to leave it.
I'm gonna give you a prime example, but I'm not gonna use names because I'm not gonna.
Other days
I would be petty, but it's the first day of seeing box facts, so I'm not gonna be petty.
Okay.
But anyways, said teacher comes in, right? I get to drop from one of the older teachers that are more like, you know, up, that have more of a bond with the students and, you know, trust the students and, you know which students are doing what they need to do and which ones aren't. Because he's like the head of that certain department.
Oh, we're getting narrowed down now.
Okay. So he tells me there's not a lot of teachers in the school. We had to pick her. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But she is not a math teacher. And she just came into the school straight out of middle school, so she has no type of qualifications to be here or experience. Yeah. But they gave her the job because her interview was nice. They needed a teacher and her interview was good.
Can you tell sometimes when your teacher doesn't have the experience to teach?
Of course you can tell. You can tell right off the bat.
If it's like a certain group of students.
When you're over here taking out the notes, taking down the notes that these teachers are telling you to do, using the techniques that these teachers are trying to help you with to make it easier on you, and none of y'all are getting it, and it's not only one particular class, you know something's wrong.
It's also about being
I was like, hey, miss, can you like, can you help me with this? She's like, Google it. I am here because I don't want to Google stuff, bro. Like, can you just teach me it? I'm asking for help here.
I was schooled to learn, not to be told.
And a lot of times, like computers don't have all the answers. Like I said, the one before, like, it's not that they can't teach. It's that they don't know how to handle the students themselves. Like, they can teach. They can give you stuff to learn and stuff. But, like, they don't know how to handle some of the students because they're not used to handling.
Yeah, I have certain teachers like that,
too. Even for us, because we're freshmen, we're coming out of middle school, we're...
You're pretty much idiotic.
Including myself, like, we do what we want because it's like, whatever, we made it here, we just don't care sometimes, or we just do what we want. Like, a lot of times, I know I've done that because I just, like, lost interest in whatever we were doing. But, like, a lot of the times, students will do that, and, like, the teachers don't know how to handle it if they're just coming in here. Like, the teacher I'm talking about, which I already said the name, I don't know why I'm not saying it, but, like, he can teach us, like, there is stuff that I have been able to learn, but he can't handle us. Some classes, yeah, I've been able to teach us like one or two things.
But if they can't handle y'all, teachers need to do something about that.
Yeah,
because
it's like he's an okay teacher himself, but what he needs to do is he needs to have more authority with us. Because a lot of the time, people just get away with everything.
But that's exactly
what
I'm
saying. He even said himself, people have stolen over $300 worth of supplies from him from his desk.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I was a teacher.
You see, that's out of pocket.
Bro,
you can't let that stuff
like,
out to you.
Did y'all not peep what was in the corner of the classroom when we walked in? Like,
exactly.
Everything was everywhere. There was trash.
Yeah,
it was trash.
Can we talk about the
crazies? Like, do teachers not know how to handle their classes? They should be the adult in the room.
I know Steambox hasn't been here for... we haven't been here as regularly as we normally are. But we had a few weeks during the holiday break last year where we weren't here. And that arcade cabinet got smashed. And I was really thinking it was some students. And it really turned out that it was, like, one teacher who was kind of wiling out with the students. That teacher's not here anymore. But it was really wild to me that I was like, yo, if you're here... You could say that the students did this, but if you're here when the students are trashing the place, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
If you're not saying anything about it, you're just as involved as they are.
Honestly. I mean, I'm sorry for the teachers in the room. You know, I'm sorry if I'm poking the bear for the teachers in the room. But I hear that a lot, and I hear there was another point that was made that I feel like, when we're talking about representation a little bit, I feel like representation kind of solves some of those problems, right? Like, The teachers who don't know how to handle certain students. I saw that this summer when I was working with the newcomer students, and I had a lot of students from a lot of different countries in Africa. And so I'm over here learning Swahili and I'm having a good time with the students, but a lot of teachers were getting very frustrated. And I think it becomes difficult when somebody's culture is so far different and removed from your own. And even if we had one teacher who we can relate to, that might help out. But instead, we're not keeping those teachers. You guys are telling me.
Exactly, and we're just keeping what generic stock brand.
It's not even.
You're saying those teachers. You're saying those teachers left.
Yeah, they left. Like I feel like those teachers and the staff members that actually left were the ones who actually brought the spirit to the school. Yeah, because I feel like they after they left, the school just became quiet and kind of depressed.
Pretty much
in
general. Pretty much what my class.
Yeah, honestly,
because this year now we don't have Brother Ray.
We don't have
Mr. Norris.
But do you see the cycle though? It's all the teachers that
you didn't
cared.
Have Steamboat.
Every single teacher
it's
that
it's pretty
cared
much after my class left.
Because honestly, here's the thing, it also involves like the impact that the teachers put in too, because it's not only you teaching that makes the students learn. It's not only how good of a teacher you are. It's also the energy that you bring into the classroom. It's also the type of relationship that you build with these students.
Like, I think that's something.
Because if these students respect you and they gain a common ground where they're like, okay, this teacher's not trying to hurt me. She's not trying to be an asshole. She's just trying to teach, you know, do her job.
Yeah, exactly.
You come to a common understanding with this teacher and you actually get to know the teacher and you're like, oh, she's a decent person. You know, she got a family or whatever. You come to common ground with that teacher. It makes a better bond because that teacher, you can have actual conversations. They can explain stuff better to you because they understand you more as a person.
Like Chavez and Aaron.
But
like,
when
honestly,
you get teachers that do not care and are just here for a paycheck, it does not matter. They don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
They're here to get paid, and if you're disrespecting them, they're gonna undermine you and pretend like you don't exist because they don't care.
Exactly,
about being a teacher. They care about their money.
Because there's some teachers that
there's
like
a difference.
Cause
some, right? We don't want to generalize.
Yeah, not generalize all of them.
Because
yeah,
the teachers, because I remember in my case, there were teachers that would be a dick to me, but they were a dick to me for a good reason. They wanted me to pass and get the hell out of here. Because that was the last thing they wanted me to be.
Can you tell the difference between somebody who's just a dick because they're a dick and somebody who's being a dick to you because they feel like
yeah,
they
because
have to
I'm a dick
be
myself.
So you can tell the difference.
Yeah, I can tell who's a dick by just being a dick. And
let's try to find let's find an alternative word. Somebody who's difficult for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who's difficult for you because they're a difficult person.
Yeah.
Right. Like a jerk.
Yeah.
Or somebody who's difficult because
like
they want
met
you to do
people
better.
That are just completely ignorant for the fact that they just want to be ignorant, and you have people that are ignorant but they know that they're doing it for you, for your well-being, so they're trying to push you out of the way so you don't just be something vanilla by the time you're like 20 something.
I think when the commissioner comes in a few minutes, I think my most important note that I got from us here is we are looking for the staff to match the diversity that we celebrate. You said we're celebrating the diversity that we have amongst the students, but we don't have that amongst the staff. And when we did, it's going down instead of up. If we're trying to make it go up, why is it going down? What can we do to make it go back up? Like, those sound like important questions. I'd like to know what the strategies are around that.
One more thing I've heard a lot of students bring up today and at other times in terms of the school is the use of technology in classrooms.
Definitely.
That
oh
is
my.
Something that this woman needs to hear when she
can
gets
I bring
here.
Up the point
tell me more.
I said about that.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, for the classroom things, like we need to either get rid of the different things that we have, because a lot of times it's not teaching. You're just set to do a certain program, and you can just guess on or do what you want. But like it's not that. Some kids will actually learn from it. Yeah, they'll benefit from it. But if you're gonna do that, do something like give us all Chromebooks, because not everyone has the technology at their house. It's either like teach us properly with it, or don't teach us in that way. Like, teach us on board or using technology in class, not for everything, but if you're gonna surround our education completely by technology, make it so we have like accessible technology at our homes, like Chromebooks, take them home to do schoolwork, like stuff like that. Cause not everyone has access to a computer or access to Wi-Fi or access to
It's not even that, everybody should have a fair chance at whatever they're given. Whatever you're given, everybody should have the same advantage as you.
There shouldn't be like such a great divide like with the content
like,
technology.
Oh, somebody don't have Wi-Fi at home so they can't get their stuff done. It's their problem.
Like,
no.
Like that's my case.
Everybody should be fair.
That came to my case when it came to my senior year. Like I remember there was a time
like nobody should have an
excuse. I didn't have internet, so I was practically crippled with no internet. Like whenever I had to do work, I had to either hustle to the library or stay after school, and that was annoying for me because I was just like, how are you gonna help, how are you gonna have us do all this work and be under with all this stress when you can't even help us? Like,
yeah.
You want us to be getting all this work done but don't understand what's the problem when it comes to like internet access and technology at home.
I'm such an idiot. I'm what they call an early adopter. I bought the Virtual Boy. It was a Nintendo.
Oh my god, no!
That you just put on your face, and it was the dumbest thing. I like never used it. I bought Google Stadia. It was a new video game.
Why would you?
Google last week. It's so dumb. But the question is,
you made him take off his neck.
That's a bra moment right there. That's
question,
a bra moment.
My question for you guys is, I absolutely, everybody knows I love technology. Really? I love technology, right? Obviously, if I bought the stupid Google Stadia, right? I love technology.
Is it good?
No, no, it's trash.
It's trash. It's trash.
Do you not hear him talking trash about it?
But we can talk more later. But technology is one of those things that it's about how we use it. Right? Like, so I saw a learning platform come into this school, and it was really difficult to get people to use it.
Oh my
God. I'm going to wrap up this podcast real quick. I'm going to ask you to say peace out in 2 seconds, but first I have a question for you guys. Who is the best teacher in the school?
Miss Chavez.
No, wait, hold on.
Okay, wait. You guys, who's the best teacher in the school?
Marcone and Chavez.
Actually, who's
Marcone. Marcone's my girl.
McMaster, Farrow, and Chavez.
Now we gotta give Goey some credit. Even though Miss Goey be having her days where she's annoying, you know, she still got that.
All right, Brenda Lee. Who is the best teacher in the school?
It's okay.
Miss Chavez, Miss Tutoro.
Okay.
I changed my answer to Miss Farrow and Miss Chavez because they both do a good job of like trying to help students.
All right, hold on. Can we all just like say like, out of everybody, I can tell that the main people is Miss Chavez. So like, think of people, main person is Miss Chavez. So can we all say Miss Chavez on three?
All right, so this has been we are finally back at Alvarez High School. This has been another Steambox podcast. My Steambox homies, please say peace out.
Peace out!